Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We are tagging today, Living in God's Favor Friday, where we're standing on the Word of God, Job 10 and 12. It says, "You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit." Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we say happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers, grandmothers, godmothers. We all have mentored somebody as a mother in our day and time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this awesome, wonderful day, the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you have seen fit for us to open our eyes and give your name praise and glory. And so, Lord, we want to saturate ourselves in your love. Saturate us, Father, with your peace. Saturate us with your joy. Saturate us with all your mercy and your loving kindness, Lord God, and let it flow to others that we encounter this day and the days to come. We thank you, Father, for our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord God, that they said yes to this wonderful call that we call the Master's Call. We ask you, Father, that you get all glory, you get all honor, you get all praise in through each and every one of us, Lord, as we bow ourselves to you and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory." Bless the mothers of around the world, around the country, Lord God. Bless each person on this call in a special way, Father God, and even the ones that had a desire and could not make it. We ask that you bless artist's life in its entirety as you see fit, Lord God. You get all glory, you get all praise, and you get all honor because, Lord, we know that we are living in your favor, and we thank you that all these things are done in the powerful name of Jesus. And we say hallelujah to your name and amen. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. Continue to have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God and seating us and for the wonderful tag, Living in God's Favor Friday. We so appreciate you and everything you do to add to the Master's Call. Well, good morning, my TMC family. And as Minister Brenda has already said, happy Mother's Day to every female out there because we are all mothers, whether you're an aunt and a grandmother, godmother, sister, friend, happy Mother's Day. Well, praise the Lord. We're just so excited to be able to get together this morning. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the TMC. We have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And what would the call be without our foundational scripture, which is found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We also have a theme, which is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have been together for over 8 years, almost 8 years, I should say. In October, it will be 8 years. And we are just a place of prayer, and we welcome you to send any of your prayer requests and your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And know that we are always praying for you, and we are always praising God for the accomplishments in your life and the life of those you love. Also, today is Friday, and because of that, we will be holding over a little bit longer after this morning's call so that we can hear your praise reports and get your prayer requests live. So be sure to stay over just a little bit longer if you can. The wonderful thing about the Master's Call is that we can always get the playback of the day's call So if you want to hear today's message again, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And that's to hear the playback of the day's call. However, if you want to access any of the other messages that have been ministered from the inception of this call, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there is a buffet of messages awaiting you. And please share that with someone as well. Immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, the MMC. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. Now, for anyone who has T-Mobile or any other carrier that will not allow you to get on this call without having to pay a fee, well, there is a bridge number so that you can get on this call absolutely free of charge. And that bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Now, the company that brought us all together is Artist International, once was called Artist International, and is now called Artist Life. And that was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. To find out more about the company, about the opportunities in Artist Life, be sure to get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be happy to share it with you, because an appointment with artists will definitely change your life forever. So much for the announcements. I want to get right on over to introduce our speaker for this morning, and she is none other than our songbird. Now, Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale can get up early in the morning and sing on tune. My God, what a blessing. And does she ever sing? Minister Tiffany is the daughter of Earl and Patricia, whom are both deceased Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she earned a BS in criminal justice in 1990. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. And I'm going to add another, well, she said saved, I was going to say sanctified, but it's all the same, with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams. And he is an amazing young man with the prettiest eyelashes, I have to tell you that. Anyway, he's an amazing young man and quite an athlete and is a man of God. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is also a transformation professional with Christian-based health and wellness company, and that company is Artist Life. She has served for many years in all the activities of her son. She's been with him as he has played golf. With First Tee, she is involved in her church in the Western Baptist State Convention during the 1980s through 2002. She has been an active member of her church, and she is currently a member of Oasis Church in Los Angeles. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, and she supports others, especially her son, Kalon. She is she's just an athletic mom, and her son is a young man in training in the Army of the Lord, and I'm telling you, she's doing a super fantastic job raising him. She believes that she should raise her son in the way that he should go so that he will not depart from it, according to Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the Master's Call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but also to grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plans for her life. Minister Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is found in Psalm 34:19, which reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." So it's my pleasure to introduce a young woman who is tenderhearted, intelligent, and inspirational. She is a friend. She is a fervent prayer warrior. Minister Tiffany is an ambassador of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She's nice, and she is yielded to God. None other than our minister, Tiffany Parise Songbird Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so, so much for that profound introduction and for serving us in excellence to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Thank you so much for greeting us and for seating us and opening us up with that anointed prayer and for our tag, Living in the Favor of God. So I hope each one of you have said that as she gave us our tag for this Friday. Just decree and declare over yourself right now that today on this Friday, I decree and declare that I am living in the favor of God. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. And this call would not be what it is without the yes of our two super fantastic, phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you so much for answering the call of God to have this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary, the Master's Call. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I also want to say to each and every single mother, auntie, whatever you, whoever, what part you play in lives of those that you are connected to and have been connected to, I celebrate you from here in California, and not just only on this weekend, but each and every single day. I say happy, 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 the happiest of Mother's Day greetings to each and every single one of you. I pray that this day, this Friday, will be the beginning of your celebration, and that as you go through this weekend, that the favor, the blessings, the increase of God will rest upon each and every single one of you. Well, I want to continue. I started back on April the 13th and April the 14th. I'm speaking with you on be humble, pray, seek my face, and turn from thy wicked ways. A change is coming. And I want to let you know, not a change is coming, but a change, it is here. The change has happened and is happening, and it is here. On April, I said it's coming, but I just want to tell you in May that it is here. And so I want to continue on that. I talked about being humble already. I talked about praying. Those were the two things I said to, few things I said to underline in the scripture, which the scripture was 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Which reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and I said underline the word humble, themselves, and pray, and underline the word pray, and seek my face, so seek my face, so underline seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, another underline, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. May God add a hearing to the listening, the hearing of his holy word. And so today I'm going to be talking to you briefly on seek my face. Seek my face. That part of the scripture, seek my face. And that, and I just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to wake up into another day. Oh, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word will go forth unfiltered, uncontaminated, and unhindered through my lips, God. I ask right now that you will increase in me as Tiffany Parise Lauderdale decreases in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I need the all. I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee every hour, I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Hallelujah. So, seek my faith. See, seeking the Lord means seeking his presence. Presence is a common translation of the Hebrew word for faith. Literally, we are to seek the face of God. This is a Hebrewic way of having access to God. It is a physical and human way that we go about our day to access the presence of God. When is the last time that you sought the face of God? When is the last time that you have sat in the presence of God? And I hope you will say, Tiffany, that's every day. Why? Because the Bible says that the Lord will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So sometimes during the course of your day, as you have gone through, hopefully you have said, Lord, I thank you for your presence with me. Lord, I thank you that you are going with me through everything that I am enduring on this day. When you woke up this morning, Father, I thank you that your presence is upon me. I thank you that you were with me. Your presence was with me as I slept on last night. And I thank you, God, that you woke me up into another day. And I thank you for your presence. So see, we have to seek the face of God. We go around seeking things that really don't matter in our life. But when you seek the face of God and you put him first in your life, then everything matters. And everything comes to you with a plan and with a purpose when you are seeking the right faith. See, some of us here are seeking, you know, something else out there. We're seeking, looking for, some of us are in the position, we're single and we're out there seeking and looking for something. But I'll tell you right now, stop looking for it. Stop looking for it. When it's time for it to come to your door, no, it's not going to knock on the door, but it will come. It will come. He, she, will come, okay? But I am challenging you for the next 3 days to seek the presence, seek the face of God. Give God some time. Start off with 5 minutes, then maybe add another five, so that'll be 10 minutes. Then give him 15 minutes, but start giving him some of your time. Psalms 105:4 says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. That scripture does not say, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face sometimes. It does not say, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face whenever I feel like it. It does not say, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face when I want to. The scripture says to us to look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always, always. So we are to search and seek for the Lord always. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So seek God first in every single thing that you do. Don't pick up the phone and call somebody and ask, you know, why don't you ask the Lord first? Try that for a minute and see what happens. And then not only will it start happening for a minute, it will happen for a lifetime. Put your priorities in order by seeking the Lord first. Psalm 27:8 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. So we must seek the face of God. And when you seek the face of God, there is a peace that will come over you like never before. Just being in the presence of God just sends chills through my body sometimes. And I can feel the Lord. And I just say, Lord, I thank you that I feel you. I thank you that I see you. I thank you that I hear you. And your life will never be the same. See, we are required to do what the word says do. But many times we get so caught up in whatever is going on in the world and in our daily lives that we lose where our focus should be. So today, put your focus back on the Lord. Zephaniah 2:3 says, seek the Lord. All who are humble, back to that, be humble in the beginning of the scripture of 2 Chronicles, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right, R-I-G-H-T, and to live humbly. See how all that ties in together? Be humble, pray, seek my face, and turn from thy wicked ways. A change is not just coming, but a change is here. But see, as you go through your day, seek the Lord and all who are humble. So that means make sure that your posture and your position and your attitude and your emotions are in a humble way. Seek to do what is right. Okay, there goes that spirit check. There goes that, let me pull my own coattail. Check and see how you are. Check before you point the finger at somebody else and tell them that they're out of line. Why don't you check your own self and see, well, how are you lining up today? Have a talk with yourself and say, you know what, girl, am I right today? I hear people say, I'm feeling some kind of way. Well, what kind of way are you feeling? Are you feeling humble? That may be the question for today. Am I in a humble state of mind? Am I in a humble position today? Or am I, you know, allowing my feelings and emotions to overtake me? The devil is a liar. We got to put it in perspective. Be humble. Seek to do what is right and live humbly. We serve an amazing God.
We serve a loving God. He loves us unconditionally. He's with us each and every single day, even when we think that he's not. We're never alone. And sometimes we just need to call on him. And I guarantee you, he will show up. He will present himself. He will speak to you. He will give you the answers that you're looking for. He will give you the desires of your heart if you give him some of your time and if you seek his face. When you begin to seek the face of the Lord, everything will turn around in your life. And if we here on the Master's Call are just a conducive of what could happen if we just get ourselves in the right posture and position, we could go out there and change the world one person at a time. So TMC family, I love each and every single one of you. I pray that the favor, the blessings, and the increase of God will be upon each and every single one of you as you seek his face through his word, as you seek his face through your worship, and as you seek his face through wisdom. May he continue to bless you. May he continue to keep you, and may he continue to give you the desires of your heart. God bless you. I'll be coming back momentarily to give you the benediction, but at this time, I'm going to turn the call over back over to Minister Willa. Minister Willa, can you take the call from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Praise the Lord. A change is already here. As we humble ourselves and pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, we know that he will forgive our sins and heal the land. And with all of that, a change is already here. So we thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, we come to you this morning. We are so humbly, we come humbly before you to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, for the message that your servant, Minister Tiffany, not only gave us the message, but sang so beautifully about how we need you, Lord. We can't live this life without you. Don't even want to think about what that would be like. Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Oh, God, would you just continue to bless Minister Tiffany in all her ways, Lord. Continue to order her footsteps. Continue to let her hear from you and you alone. Continue to enable her to want to please you and you alone. Oh, God, shower her with your grace, your favor, and your love. Lord, we lift up our prayer requests this morning. Father, we pray for all those whom I like to say are blessed to be well, because you said to call those things that be not as though they were. So we lift up Minister Robbins, Father. We continue to lift up Kendra Carter. We continue to lift up Sharon Stowers. We continue, oh God, to lift up our dear Jackie, Lord. We continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and all others, oh God, who we know and who you know, Lord, need a special touch. We continue to lift up our bereaved families, oh God. We lift up the family of Ada Levette Grace, Lord. We lift up the family of those whose loved ones have gone on to be with you, particularly during this Mother's Day weekend, Lord, where it is the first time, oh God, that they're experiencing Mother's Day without their mothers, their aunts, their grandmothers, Lord. Give them a special touch in a special way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, so we just thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us on this call this morning. Father, we ask that you continue to bless indeed. And we do lift up Minister Cynthia's family, oh God, and just ask that you continue to give not only her family, but all families we have been praying for, the peace that passes all understanding. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. Thank you for each and every family member. Bless our way this weekend. Keep us in thy loving care, we pray. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, now, my TMC family, I know you're going to want to go back and hear the call this morning. In order to go back to hear that call, the call for this morning, you can go to, wait a minute, I'm having trouble with my phone. You can go to 712-432-1085 and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that's 712-770-4005 with the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Again, please stay over to share your prayer requests and your praise reports with us. I wish each and every mother, auntie, sister, godmother, and even father who is in the place of a mother, happy, blessed Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know I love me some you from the bottom of my heart. I will now turn the call over to our Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, our Dr. Dimples. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Minister Willa, I'm going to do the benediction, and then I'll go ahead and call Dr. P.K. back.
All right.
No problem. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. We love you more, and have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day celebration weekend. And may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you his peace as you seek his face. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent and marvelous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time,
amen.
I'm going to ask Dr. PK to come to the line. Dr. PK, the platform is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, bless you, bless you, and thank you for that wonderful word this morning. Indeed, you taught and preached, my dear Minister Tiffany. I thank God for you. I thank God also for and give God the glory for our Minister Peterson Willa. We thank the Lord for you. We just don't know what we would ever do without my Mississippi Queen, Miss Brenda Terrell. Minister Terrell, thank you, Brenda, thank you. This morning, as you all know, Pastor Vanessa is a busy, busy woman of God. And so I am going to conduct the praise and worship this morning, praise and testimony, and prayer request for today. I first want to say to you that God is so good to me and has just blessed me so much with our transition here to North Carolina. I can breathe. I have a salt cave I can go into for my respiratory health. I have the hot springs here that are phenomenal. The natural healers are great. And my artist products, I'm sitting here right now with my Cafe de Leon coffee and just really happy about feeling as good as I feel. If you've never been sick, you don't know how good it feels to feel good. And so with that being said, we're going to go on and open up this morning, giving God thanks for each and every one of you. we are going to prepare ourselves for our testimonies. And if you have a praise report or a testimony, all you need to do is star 6 and come into the queue, and we will absolutely hear from you today. I want you to know that this is Mother's Day weekend, and my mother is gone, and my husband's mother is gone, but it is so good to have Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and all of the other seniors God just blesses us to, encounter and know that they are praying for us. If you are a mother, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. If you are in the role of a mother, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day weekend, encourage you to do something nice for yourself. I'm working at just encouraging mothers everywhere because our role is so significant. Mothers all over the world, you know, make the world what it is because of the uniqueness that God made us. And then there are fathers who are in the role of mothers who have had to step up and be single parents, and we bless the Lord for them today. I also am praying for those who have to, you know, go through Mother's Day for the first time without mothers, but then it's something about that Mother's Day that even if this is not the first Mother's Day, you still acknowledge and that void of a mother being present. And I just thank God that he has a way of filling that void. I see that we have quite a few who have stayed on this morning for the prayer call. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the queue is open. All you do is *6 and come in and give us your prayer request and your praise report. I thank each of our ministers who are preaching and come on after the end of it to just say and lift up and pray for those who have sent us in prayer requests during the week. I see that Minister Willa, you have unmuted yourself. Would you step up and give us your praise report or your prayer request at this time?
Yes, Dr. PK, thank you so much. I just wanted to give a praise report and a shout out to Mother Oliver and Mother Josie. You know, some of us, as you've already indicated, our moms have transitioned and are at home with the Lord. But I just praise God for the godly women like Mother Josie and Mother Oliver, whom God has put in our paths, that we know that all we need to do, if we really wanted to, was to just pick up a phone and just listen to them and just hear their words of wisdom. So even though our mothers have transitioned, we are never alone because there's always that motherly figure who can step in and just feel love on us. So I thank God for Mother Josie for always being there for us, Mother Oliver for always being there with words of wisdom and just such a consoling and just a warm, sweet spirit. So thank you so much for that. I also praise God for getting me back home safely from the homegoing celebration for my Aunt Mary. It was a short, sweet ceremony, blessing to just be there to recognize her and to celebrate her life. And I just ask that you continue to pray for my niece, Elena. She held up really nicely. My aunt raised her, so it was very difficult for her to let her go and say goodbye at the time of the transition, of her transition. But she held up very well at the celebration for my aunt. But please continue to keep her in prayer. And that's it for me, my family. As I always say, you know, I just love me some you. And as being here in the South, I can say some y'all, and people won't look at y'all crazy like they might in the North if you say y'all. And have a blessed Mother's Day. Thank you, Dr. PK.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate you, and I'm so happy to hear that you had a wonderful homegoing ceremony for Aunt Mary. I also would like to ask for you to put on the prayer list, prayer general, the Lenore family. Pastor and First Lady Lenore were the leaders of the Queens Temple Church of God in Christ, the church that I grew up in, Monticello, Mississippi. On Monday or Tuesday, First Lady died. She was in church on Sunday looking absolutely wonderful. Everybody is saying had traveled to hear her husband preach up in Jackson at the Bishop's Church. That was the last thing that they heard from her. And so prior to her death, and it is just, wow, it has been, yes, that kind of a moment for that congregation. And with our little small town, you know, it's rocking Monticello right about now. She was a wonderful, wonderful first lady, one of those that we would like to see live forever, for real. And she had, she has adult children who are really grappling with this at this point. And so it is the Lenore family, Pastor Lenore and their family, as they are grappling with the grief of the loss of First Lady Lenore. All righty. I see that we don't have anybody else in the queue. Oh, we see Brother. Okay, do we see Minister Brenda? Are you in the queue? Are you unmuted? Did you
yes,
unmute
can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, I apologize. I did have my phone on mute. Again, good morning, everybody. Thank you again, Dr. PK. Wonderful word, wonderful word. Our songbird, Minister Tiffany, I mean, absolutely wonderful word. And to all our mothers and aunts and cousins and what have you, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Yesterday I went to visit my sister, Valletta, and she was having somewhat of a trying time. She had gone to the doctor back and forth with complications with her bladder and some other things. But anyway, she they had given her a another prescription with a higher dosage. It was originally 25 milligrams, and she said for the first time she took 50 milligrams yesterday, and it made her not feel well at all. So she said, I can't take this stuff. And I prayed over and brought her her products, and she started immediately on those. And my niece texted me last night because she's in New York and on a job assignment, and she said to have the people pray. Please have the your prayer warriors pray for V, and that, you know, her health is restored. So I'm asking you guys to stand in agreement with me that she gets restored and get back to life in the fullness of God's favor. And also, Minister Jackie texted me this late last night, no, early this morning, and she said she's going up to visit her son. She's on her way up there for his graduation, her son's graduation in prison. And she got a call last night from a young man by the name of James Blackwell, and he's asked if we would pray for his aunt Geneva Brown, put her on a prayer list. The doctors are saying that her organs are shutting down and that she would probably just pass away in her sleep. And also his two sisters, Terry and Brenda, both had strokes this week. So if we would keep that family in prayer. Geneva Brown, Terry Jones, and Brenda. Yeah.
Okay, so we have Geneva, Terry, and Brenda. Those are two sisters that had strokes.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
We are hearing hearing these kinds of things just, I mean, just so unusual at the same time. I haven't heard that one before. Oh, my God. Isn't it wonderful that we are God who has told us that we will experience brand new things, but he is still in control. And whether the brand newness is good or bad as we perceive it, he still works in the midst of all things. And that's what we must acknowledge and realize. And I'm just so thankful this morning that that's the kind of God that we serve and that we absolutely acknowledge to be the head of our lives. With that being said, I don't see anyone else in the queue. I do thank God for each of you today again, thanking you, Minister Tiffany, for such a wonderful word. And I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. We're going to ask that you come and give us one more verse of that as we prepare to go into our prayer this morning. I am ready for you at this point, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, Dr. PK. I will be obedient and give you sing a little bit more of that. But I also want to take a moment just to make sure that we honor Minister Jackie. I know she'll come back and probably listen to this call, and because we will be celebrating her birthday on Sunday, which is Mother's Day. And today we also want to say happy birthday from the TMC family to the King over there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, King Freddie Tyrrell. So just a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Jackie and King Tyrrell. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I need Leo. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee.
Glory to God. I need thee, O Lord. Yes, we do need thee. And we come to thee today with open hearts, open minds, saying, Lord, we thank you and we give you the glory for who you are in our lives. We thank you and we praise and magnify you, Holy God, for you are worthy of all the praise and all of the honor. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for knowing without a shadow of a doubt that we would need the tool of prayer and fasting. And as we utilize these tools in our lives, we thank you, Holy God, that we can see that we are better because we are obedient to your call to our lives. Obedient to praying, obedient to fasting, obedient to seeking your faith, obedient to standing in the gap for those who cannot stand for themselves. God, we thank you and we praise you today. We love upon you, Lord. We open our hearts and our minds as we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our mothers. We thank you for the womb that they carried us in. We thank you and we praise you for those who are praying for us even on today. We thank you for mothers all over this world asking that you bless them and touch somebody's heart right now to make a call, to send a card, a flower, or some acknowledgement of mothers all that they are connected with on today. God, make this weekend a weekend of encouragement, a weekend of praise and gratitude for the love that mothers have shown for their children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins. Lord, move today. Move right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for the prayer requests that have been given today. Lord, have mercy. Today is our prayer upon the Quinn's Temple family. Have mercy upon Pastor Lenore right now. Touch his heart, God. Give him peace in the midst of his loss. God, have mercy upon him as only you can. Strengthen those children and fill that void. Bless that church family as they are preparing to celebrate the life of Mother Lenore. Have mercy upon them today, Lord, is our prayer. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless Elena as they have laid to rest Aunt Mary. Bless their family, Lord God. Have mercy upon them in Jesus' name. We pray for Sister Valletta that you will give her restoration in her health. As we stand on your word that says, by your stripes we are, were, and therefore are healed. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We ask that your protection be up on Minister Jackie as she is traveling right now. We decree and declare the angels of safety be around her in Jesus' name. Keep her as she goes to celebrate the graduation of Joseph. Lord, let this be a very successful visit for her. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray also, God, for James Blackwell. Strengthen him, God, as he's dealing with Aunt Genevieve's loss and as he's dealing with his Aunt Carrie and Brenda, who has had stroke. God, you are God who knows all things and who can do all things. So move in the name of Jesus. And God, we pause here to pray for our own Pastor Vanessa, who is absolutely standing in the gap. God, we ask that you strengthen her and keep her. Do for her what she needs, Lord. In your name we pray. Release wisdom the more. Release your anointing of discernment. Release, God, unto her words of wisdom as she continues to minister to your people. Build her up where life has torn her down. God, open up the windows and pour out upon her blessings that she has not room enough to receive. Undergird her now, God, as only you can. We thank you and we give you glory for her today. God, we pray right now that you will continue to order her steps as only you can. Now, for each member of this prayer team, we ask, God, that you bless the prayer warriors here and bless this TMC family in Jesus' name. We pray for the artist family. We pray, God, for the Diaz de Leon family. We ask that you bless mother and papa and continue to give them good health in Jesus' name. We pray for the president, Alejandra and Elvia this morning. Have mercy upon them. Bless the platinums in this company all the way down to the customer, the member. We ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. Have mercy is our cry today. We love you, God. Bless your people everywhere. Your anointing flow in the family of God today as never before. Help us to feel your presence. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We give you the praise for all things. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I say unto you, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. We love you. We thank God for you. And we especially acknowledge Mother Josie, the mother of the TMC call, and Mother Oliver, our oldest mother of the TMC call. And we absolutely love up on you, Mother Blackwell. You are absolutely a Trojan for us, and we thank God for your commitment and prayer for this call. With this being said, you all, remember, even though a Sunday is Minister Jackie's birthday, we are going to sing again, Tiffany, happy birthday on Monday, which is going to be good, too. Let her know that we absolutely love and appreciate her on Monday as well, and you all can call and email her. With that being said, I'm wanting you to go out, have a super fantastic day, and love up on someone or anyone who you see that looks like a mother or should be a mother this weekend. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.